Speaking to reporters in Harare on Monday, Pamela Tremont, the U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe, said her country wants to have cordial relations with the Southern African nation. She urged the government to pursue political and financial reforms that she said would deliver Zimbabwe's people the prosperity and dignity they deserve.
We're here today as part of our commitment to the Zimbabwean people that is long-standing and consistent, and we're here to advocate for the reforms that the international community has been asking for many years. We need public officials to quit using their public offices for private gain. We need the judiciary to be able to deliver justice independently of political considerations, and we need Zimbabweans' rights to assembly and free speech to be fully respected.
Tremont spoke as talks on restructuring Zimbabwe's $21 billion debt began. Akinwumi Adesina, president of the African Development Bank, called for negotiations on the debt to speed up.
It is fairly time to bring these to a close and the decades of untold damage to the economy of Zimbabwe, the suffering of its people, and have a new beginning with collective hope, aspiration, and shared prosperity for its people today and well into the future. It is time to make Zimbabwe beautiful again. No one, no matter how strong, can run up a hill carrying a big pack or piles of sand on their back. The $21 billion debt of Zimbabwe, of which the bulk, I must say, is actually arrears, has made arrears the new debt, like stacks, piles of sandbags on the back of Zimbabwe. Now, we all agree we must play our part to correct this anomaly and give a new lease of life to this nation.
Adesina was asking institutions such as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund to finance new loans for Zimbabwe and forgive or reduce old debts. At the same meeting, President Emmerson Mnangagwa appealed for debt to be restructured so Zimbabwe can access credit lines.
The successful implementation of arrears debts in the debt resolution strategy is key for Zimbabwe to unlock new concessional external financing, critical for achieving our economic development objectives. I call for the continued support of international financial institutions, development partners, our creditors, and international community for the arrears, clearance, and debt resolution process. Access to external concessional financing will be key for long-term funding of our projects and programs.
Zimbabwe's national debt has climbed steadily since the early 2000s, when land confiscations by the government led to sharply reduced food production and sent the economy into a tailspin. Some government officials maintain that Zimbabwe cannot access credit lines because of the targeted sanctions imposed on some leaders for alleged election rigging and human rights abuses in the early 2000s. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.